Blog Talk Radio.
At a close call. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
And we are here with our show today, Real Talk, Real Plans. And I am so excited to be here.
Me too. Glad we made it.
Girl, you talking about running.
Whew, that was a close call.
It really was. Oh, Lord. What you got going on today? It's a football Sunday. Is that what got you caught up?
What I had going on today? I did some crafting today. Had all the kids home, and we cooked and all that. So,
ooh, what you cook?
Black-eyed peas, cornbread, and some fried chicken.
Oh, that sounds
good. Yeah, it was good. So, and I'm just tired. I need to wash my hair and get ready for the week. How about you?
Well, I have been playing in my planner all day, trying to get up another sunflower spread for the week, but I think I done zapped all my creativity.
Uh-oh.
So I've been working on that. I did some hand cutting today. My nieces came over, and they're taking out my hair. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's what I was doing, taking out my hair. Man, my husband helping me.
Oh, that was sweet. You know my hair was bad when even my wife was like, hey, you want me to help you take that out? First of all, let me tell you about this long process. So I got these faux locks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I really want to lock my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And them, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, taking them out was such an ordeal. It was such an ordeal. It was like crochet, wrap, and then my hair was braided up under it. So it was just a process. Baby, I know I done cut off some inches.
Oh, Lord.
I know I did.
Well, that's what I was trying to prevent, which is why I had him helping me cut it out, because she doesn't use as much hair anymore to do the braids. And I'm like, uh-uh, you got to make sure you ain't cutting my hair off, too.
Because you got a whole lot of hair.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And I was like, oh, that sounds like hair. But it was fine. Now I just need to wash it. So. Mm.
So.
Yes, well, I almost missed your message.
So. What are you going to be planning in today, or is it still hair time?
Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm sitting at my desk. Nah, I'm finished the hair. I finished, like, with 3 minutes to spare. But, of course, it's my Jane's Agenda Mini HP. Hello.
No, I mean, like, are you planning for the week? Are you planning for
yeah.
the
Yeah. I'm a planner for the week.
Okay. So when you plan, do you use kits or do you just use your own creativity?
Well, lately I've been using kits just because my creativity just hasn't been flowing the way it needs to. Because I just have creative juices in other places right now. So I've been using the kits. And you'd be happy to know, I'm finally using my Villa Beautiful kits. I've been getting Villa Beautiful kits for a year and a half, and they're all right where.
Girl,
when I open it, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to use this. It's so pretty.
It's so pretty. I can't use it.
Mm-hmm. But no, I've been using them lately.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's what I'm using. And what about you this week?
Well, I have put in some, some paper from one of those Archer and Olive A5 notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
I put some paper in there to kind of give me a backdrop. So, like I say, I'm not using a kit, so to speak, but, you know, I don't know. I'm trying something. I'm going to make it work.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll work. But I'm still in my Stylogy, honey. I love that thing. And, I bought a, you know, like a phone holder and a little light so that I can finally take better pictures.
Oh, geez.
I have asked everybody over and over again about what to do, you know, to the spreads. Like, how can I make the pictures better? And so I finally just sucked it up and bought one. And I just plugged it up for the first time, and then, whew, that baby is bright.
Uh-oh.
So hopefully this will allow me to have better pictures so that when I post, it won't look so crazy and people can really see the, you know, the hard work and matching I be trying to do.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm hoping. My favorite girl, Scrap Crap, gave me a compliment on my little junk gown. Oh, did I say yeah? Put up my youth. Oh, yeah, I told you last week. But I put it up, but she gave me the thumbs up on it, and I was really happy about that.
Oh, that's good. Look at your general famous and stuff.
Hello, she told me. She likes it. She really likes it.
Oh, my God.
I was happy.
That's
that person you know, you kind of look up to and admire.
Yeah, and when they recognize what you're doing, it means a lot.
Yeah, it did. So I'm just working on B6. It's time for a new B6, really, because I'm having difficulty writing in it just because it's so, you know, fan on one side.
But let me ask you this. Is it time for a new B6 or you want a new B6? A little of both.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm not going to switch out. I'm going to use it to the end of the year. Just
okay. You don't have long.
Yeah, no, I don't have long. But I just know that most of my decorative stuff will go into that little fat lip part, and then I have to write on the outside. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah, so that's all. That was just something I noticed when I was trying to write this week. I actually did a journaling page. I need to set up a couple more to do something.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to ride it to the end of the year. I usually finish all my stuff. I'm not one of those people that hop from planner to planner.
No, and I'm pretty proud of myself because I noticed that there were several new releases that I have not purchased one planning thing.
I'm really excited about that.
I am too. The only thing I really do is feel beautiful. Like, that's it. That and, you know, I have my, obviously I have my, what do you call it? My subscription to Jane's Agenda. But other than that, I don't get anything else. So, pretty proud of myself.
I'm still looking into finding me a good sub box. But the ones I was looking at came with, like, mostly kit stuff, like mostly the sticker kit. And I think that I'm more interested in the stuff when it's extra stuff besides it. Like with Villa Beautiful, right? We got the stand. We got the acrylic stand for our pens.
Mm-hmm.
We got the little thing for the washes, you know. We got all that kind of stuff, and that's the kind of stuff that I like, stuff that's useful but also planner-related. And today when I was making my coffee, I was using my Oso paper cup, but I had to wash out my Villa Beautiful cup and another cup that I got from one of them planner places. I was like, dang, I ain't got no cups this year at all.
Oh.
Did you notice that?
Actually, I didn't.
Yeah. No, I need to be emailing Oso Paper, ask her if she's coming out with some more of them cups, because I love my cup premiere.
Oh.
Me and my niece been fighting over it.
Oh, jeez.
I love it.
We're playing with the kids.
Girl, over a coffee cup.
Yeah, that's okay. So I think we just, you know, I don't have any Happy Mail. I don't guess you have any Happy Mail.
Girl, I've gotten all the Happy Mail.
This week?
Girl. Didn't I tell you the last couple of weeks I just was buying stuff I wanted to buy?
Yeah, you did.
So let me tell you what all I got, and then I'll post some pictures. I got some mail from, oh, I didn't even take a picture of it. Pretty cute planners.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of grab bags. I got something from the Crafty Planner Queen. Most of the time she sells digital, but it was this $1-$2 Tuesday where she had some book-related, like, die cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out if they're stickers or not, but they're there. So I got that, and that was cute. I'll post a pic of that. So just a bunch of stickers. A lot of words and stuff, and I've just been taking a lot of time, like, rearranging stuff here, there, and everywhere.
I didn't get anything. I need to start ordering stuff again.
No, you don't. Save your money, Phil. Save your money.
Yeah, I'm getting a little FOMO here.
I tell you what you need, what we need to order, and I'm not gonna tell you no more.
Say it again. Say it. What is it?
Stuff for our trip.
Okay, we do. Oh, not only that, we need to also buy flights.
Okay.
Because these tickets to get in ain't doing us no good.
If we can't get in.
And we can't get there, yeah. So we need to do that this week. Or soon, anyway.
So, I have this whole topic for the show planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was actually doing research and everything, like reaching out to people, asking questions, and I got a lot of feedback, so I'd like to thank everybody for that. So I'm going to continue to put that show notes together. But, baby, we got to talk about this. I will thwart our whole episode because we have got to talk about this ridiculousness in these planner streets.
Yes, ma'am.
But when I say ridiculous.
Want to talk about it? Here we go.
I want to talk about it. So, we have been talking a lot about conference season coming, planner conference season coming, and these planner meetups, you know, the world is unlocked again. And so everybody and their mama and their daddy, you know, is missing a planner friend, so everybody is coming out with conference stuff. And so the price ranges, I don't know, for those of you who are not in the planner community, think about conference stuff. Like, you know, you go to a church conference or whatever, you pay enough, you get sponsored lunch sometimes it's dinner, sometimes it's refreshments. And I've been to them from anywhere between, heard prices of them anywhere from $50 to, you know, $250. You know, when we first started the podcast, there was this one in particular that we called Chateau Hell No, because it was so damn expensive, nobody would come to that mug. So we
for hell.
And so now, a rather large planner event is out. And I think me and a lot of the sticker community gave the price, a second look. Like, what they serving us? Filet mignon?
For all meals every day.
Right. So we are talking about Go Wild. Will you tell the nice people how much those tickets are? Because they ain't going to believe it for me.
I'm not going to even say it's the sad thing. so many people really still want to go. And after we saw that, before we disclosed the price, but after we saw it, and then I started looking at other groups, and people were like, yeah, yeah, they are doing it. I was like, wait, are we the crazy ones? Because so many people want to go in there. I mean, for $700, paper and pens and stationery, I mean, some stickers, come on. I don't care how much swag, table gifts, or whatever else they're giving out, $700. Plus, you still got to get there, have somewhere to stay. They ain't going to want you to spend money on the shops there. That just seems like, to me, it seems like a lot. It's kind of ridiculous. And that was my first response to it.
And
that's
how much
did
it was again?
$700.
I would just like to hear that these opinions are only my own and not that of. Not that of Blog Talk Radio or Riri and Coco's. I mean, Real Talk, Real Plans, but it is only my black ass opinion.
And mine too.
And the answer is a fat ass hell no.
Yes.
Ain't no way in the Jesus Christ coming back to earth to save y'all. Holy swaddling clothing.
Yes,
I'm going to pay that for a planner anything.
Nope. Not going to do it.
I can go.
I can't believe it. But I think, too, it's like it's going to be $1,000 next year, and people are still going to go. Because this is back to what do we call it? The cult of things.
Yeah.
It's like people just want to go. I mean, honestly, where we paid to go to the one we're going to in November, I was like, okay, this is probably my limit because this is a lot. And you're not even getting 3 days there or whatever. So, but okay, I'm doing it for some, but this amount, no. I'm paying this what they're paying just for the ticket. I got 2 tickets on a cruise ship balcony room for 2 of us for 5 days. I mean, when you put it in perspective.
Yeah.
And I enjoy planning, and I love cruising. So I'm going to do the cruising. But I'm like, come on. That's just a lot. And that just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what they're giving. But there was one lady in one of these groups that did a video response to it because it was too much for her to type out. And I love the whole dramatics of her anyway, so I'm glad she did a video.
I did kind of like her dramatics.
Yeah, but at the end of the thing, they just give away all the furniture, all the tables, all the everything that, down to the tape dispensers and the state. That's wasteful. Well, I just buy some folding tables.
Yes.
You know, instead of,
yeah.
So they're using that money to do that, to buy the stuff that they need, which is, you know, that's what people do. But, again, either you have a truck that can travel this stuff back to somewhere for until the next time, and you have stuff you can use, or don't be charging me because you want to give the stuff away at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... Which, that makes sense, that they have all these things that they need to cover. But still, come on. Mm-mm. And then people talk about, oh, but you get so much, you know, swag and stuff. But just for instance, they're not paying, like, say if Happy Planner, I don't know who goes to their conferences because I've never been to any of theirs, but say if Happy Planner goes, they're not paying Happy Planner to be there. And Happy Planner, any swag they give, even if it's full planners, you know, that's from the Happy Planner budget, not from. So what are they doing is with the money is what I want to know. What is the planner host or whatever, what are they doing with the money? For $700 a person.
Keeping it.
I just don't understand. And I wish if somebody understands, I wish they would call us 515-602-9680. Help me understand. Make it make sense for me. Because the math ain't mathing.
Yeah, I just think it's ridiculous. Like, I understand that you have to have, you know, supplies, scissors and tape and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I guess if we were talking, I don't know, I can understand, like, taking, you know, giving some of it away. But
yeah,
if you're going to keep giving it away, charge for scissors and glue and stuff like that. I'd rather you tell everybody to bring their own scissors and glue and knock off $100.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I say. Look, tell me what I need to bring. Because I'm sure I have it right here at home.
Ma'am, we are all playing. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? Like, nobody hurts me for no pair of scissors. Everybody knows they can pull any of my things and find another pair. You know, it's like, what? No.
And wait, but, no, hold on. There is a list of stuff that you would need to bring or stuff, the stuff that you need to bring and stuff that they're giving out. But even in that situation, if you gonna give it to me, you putting that into the price, just tell me what I need to bring.
Right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So people are really trying to justify it. And to me, there's no justification. Again, if it's your $700, and you got $700 to burn, which I could probably burn it too, but I'm going to burn it on something else. And so it's all about preference, but I just think it feels very price gougy.
And then that's not even the fees.
Because they can't.
Yeah. And how dare you, how freaking dare you tell me who all going to be there? Tell
yeah.
Black folk culture, we need to know who there.
Who all going to be over there? Who is going to be there? And remember now, this thing has come full circle because remember our podcast kicked off at the end of their last event. When old girl was making everybody feel like crap and creating her own drama. And so I'm going to pay $700 for that foolishness?
Mm-mm. I'm going to pay $700 so that somebody can call me fat and sedentary.
When I knew that for free. Hello?
When I knew that.
I already know that. Thank you.
Okay.
I know they out there talking about us. They're probably like, listen to them. They don't know. We have a good time when we go to Go Wow. Yeah, you may have a good time, but we just want to know. We just want y'all to explain to us, for $700, what are you getting? And I think, too, that they're playing on people's emotions because the world just became open, really. People are feeling better about being out and wanting to get together. And they read these online chat rooms and all these groups and stuff where people are saying, oh, they just want to get together. They just want to have fun. They just want to do. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's up the price. Oh, let's move it to $700. Oh, look how many of them bit this time. Next year, oh, we're going to move it up to $1,000. Oh, wow, they're still biting. And they're going to keep doing it until y'all start biting.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean,
free enterprise, I guess.
If I go, I would like the opportunity. For $700, I want to touch the hem of Queen Beyonce's garment.
Oh.
I would like to, you know, do the milliwop with, you know, John. $700?
Yeah, for cleaning. I don't know.
And I get it. You pay for the
experience.
Experience.
Child, you know how many experiences I can have for less than that and get a lot out of it. Okay. I don't know. Some people, there's something that's called Plan Camp that's coming up in a couple of weeks, I believe, and I've never done that. But there was a lady on one of the groups, and she said she spends $700 to go to that, but it includes her lodging, her meals, and the content. The only additional thing she has to spend is any outside activities that she wants to do, which makes sense. Okay, $700, and I get to sleep somewhere and have a room too. Okay, and your food, so you don't have to think about it. So it is like an all-inclusive trip for something that you enjoy doing.
Right.
I can see doing it. I probably wouldn't do it myself, but I could see that. And maybe I would do it myself because, honestly, once we pay for our flight and, hotel and stuff, it's going to be that amount when we go to this planner conference. So for something like that, I would. But if $700 is for the ticket and you ain't paid for nothing else, I don't know. I just can't get past it, I guess. And maybe it's just me. It is. It's too much. And immediately I was almost offended that they would even ask that of people. I was like, wait, what? And then people were like, oh, my God, are you going? No. No. That's going to be a hard no for me. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
Yeah, no, ma'am, no Pam, no ham, no burger.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Mm-mm. I mean, I really, really, really was just flabbergasted. And the stuff I was looking at, they were talking about, like, how most people were not even pleased with the last one that they did.
No,
I
they
mean,
were not.
Other than the girl calling us all, fat and sedentary, of course, after she got the gastric bypass and was no longer bedbound. After that, I mean, who even wanted to hear the anti-vaxxer last year? Who did they pick? Somebody that didn't have nothing to do with planning?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, and that's what people are saying, too. You don't even plan. You just get to talk to people and meet people in the planning world. Who cares? For $700, please, you can see them on Instagram. She ain't even no real planning. And it's just all conceptual things that they talk about. Give me a break.
Yeah. So, no, I just wasn't in it. Ooh, guess what else? Oh, sorry. Oh,
no, go ahead. That's okay.
So, I was shopping my stash, and I found the cutest stickers from Miss Moss that I haven't seen in so long. And I was like, ooh, why haven't I been using these?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm glad you found them.
Me too. I can't wait. She's going to vary up my monthly remix that I've been doing. I'm actually kind of liking that.
Oh.
Kind of fun.
Well, look at you.
Trying something new.
Yeah, trying something new.
Yeah, shopping my stash. I've really been trying to figure out, what kind of changes I'd like to make for next year and all of it. But, I've just been so distracted because that $700 really.
Yeah, that just got you all kind of messed up.
It
huh?
made me be like, if this is the way to plan a community going, I'm not going to be in the plan a community. I'll just be back talking to y'all,
Yeah.
As I go to the Dollar Tree with my stickers, $700.
Yeah, that's really kind of disappointing. I know y'all out there listening to us and talking stuff. Just help us understand. Call us up and tell us.
Yeah, call me. I mean, if you're a part of Go Wild and, you've already purchased your $700 ticket and you'd like to speak on behalf of the idiots who, part of the people who,
who are going. Just want to know, what's the draw? Because even in the pictures and stuff, I don't see anything different from other events, So it's like, what is the draw to it? Is it just the name? I don't know. Is it like a name brand or the designer planner group of the planning community? I don't know.
Because you want to go steal Remy again? Because did they ever find him?
I don't know. That was also so... I was like, wait, are we in high school? Is this homecoming? What are we doing here? I don't know. That was just weird.
It was.
But maybe we should just go and set up a little booth outside of it and just broadcast from it so we could tell everybody as we see other people coming out. Now, we're not buying a ticket to go in. We just hang out outside and see if we can let the people know what all the hype is, because I just don't know. Maybe that's how we can find out. We could just interview people there.
Ah, you know what? Maybe we can join the Go Wild ticket holder thing and, you know, spy in there.
Yes. And there's a lady who has a blog. She is, like, all about this craziness as well. That she writes about is called Glitter and Profanity. She would be, maybe we should have her on our show, because she would be probably amazing because she has a potty mouth too, which in this situation is called for.
Yeah, because somebody, you know what, I'm going to reach out to her, or you can. I think you can.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you reach out to her. You know, I'm too nervous for stuff like that. But you reach out to her, and absolutely, maybe she can give us a better thing, because I think she had mentioned that she's been to a few of them.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think she had. I think she did. She, I mean, I think she's hilarious, and she is a Caucasian woman, but she was saying that. She thinks is that they, you know, she says, okay, fine, granted, I'm just paraphrasing, inflation is a thing. Okay, we get it. So, yeah, obviously we don't expect it to be whatever they were paying before, maybe 400 or whatever. But she also says that she thinks that they're trying to attract a certain crowd and keep others out, you know, so to speak. Those weren't her exact words. But she says they also want to make it feel like they're doing something that is good by, I think they did a Michelle Obama quote back in February. So it's almost like undercover. Like, oh, we don't really want to be bothered with y'all, but this is how we make y'all feel, just in case some of you have money and can come. But, I mean, I saw people in one of our groups too, which is, you know, all people of color, who are going. So, you know, and can't wait to spend the money to go. So, I don't know. It's just interesting to me, like all of it, like all the different perspectives on it. It's a hard no for me. And I wouldn't care what color I was, orange, yellow, green, or purple. I'm not going. I'm not spending $700 where paper and pens are involved.
No.
I mean, because it's just that simple. How we went from Lisa Frank to this. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, man, speaking of, that was Lisa Frank, and apparently she had a lot of shit going on.
Oh, really?
Apparently so. I don't have to do more of a deep dive to, you know, accurately speak on it, but, yeah. Seems like she had a lot of little drama.
Really?
Bailey looked there at. But I have to, you know, look at that later. Did you know that the TPC sale is going on now? The Planner Collaborative. Remember that girl, that lady?
Yes.
We need to go and support her shop.
We do. What was her name? What was her shop name? I can't remember. I had it written in one of my planners, but because I said I was going to go shop with her.
Did you?
We got to find her name before the end of the show. I'm going to find it so I could tell people.
Okay. Put her ass at.
Girl, and put a queen out. I was like, no, they ain't have to do my girl like that.
Right. Okay, so the focus of my show today, my part was, we were talking about people who are on PR teams, and we wanted to, you know, kind of see more, learn more about it, because sometimes these PR teams feel like cults, right? And so I wanted to get to the bottom of it. So I've been asking lots of people questions, like behind the scenes, to see if they, you know, were willing to spill a little bit of tea about the PR experience. And so without mentioning shops or people's name, I'll just say thank you to all of them. But so it looks like it's pretty much a consensus, right? They either get free merchandise or they get a discount code.
Okay.
For the shop. They also get a discount code to provide us peons with so that we can get a little bit of money off when we purchase. And we will usually get a freebie that has something to do with that person. And so that's pretty good. You know, if it's a shop that you already like and you're already shopping for, I mean, why not get a discount just to say, hey, look at this. But what I did notice was one of the differences. Excuse me, y'all. Feel old.
Doing your hair late at night is it's always a thing. So,
And it's so soothing when somebody else is in it. But the part that is a little different is the what they require you to do. So some people were saying that they didn't want you to just show sale information. They wanted you to actually use their products and show how it can be done and how it can be used. And so here is my one issue with that. I would love to PR for people and use my stuff, but it makes it kind of sad because if I'm using my stuff to showcase all of your stuff, I'm going to spend all my money and use it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, I want to show you I got it, but I don't necessarily want to use it. I want to hoard it in peace. So can you send me a free one too? Or no?
Yeah, exactly.
I get it, but you know.
Well, I don't get it, so I agree. I think that if you want me to use it to show how to use it, then send me some. It could just be one little kit, some washi, whatever it is, if you're requesting this of me. Because, again, I may want to, if I'm buying it or whatever, I may want to give it to someone. I may want to use it for something else. It may not be something I want to show to everybody. But I guess that's why they're really picky, and sometimes these planner shops are like, tricky with the people that they use. Like, they won't use the everyday person. They want to use somebody who has, like, a lot of followers. That's why they always ask for their social media name so they can go and look them up and all that stuff. Which, you know, those people are getting everything free anyway. So, but anyway, I agree with you.
One of my favorite people to watch, I can't even tell you her name. I want to say her name is, I might have made this up now, Brooklyn Cheeks. Did I make that up?
I have no idea because I never. Did you make that up? I seem like I hadn't heard this name before.
She does a lot with Villa Beautiful Kids. And she really, I don't want to say taught me how to use the Villa Beautiful Kit, but pretty much she taught me how to, you know, gave me some really great ideas on how to use those kits in a functional way. Because
yeah.
For me, it's like they're so pretty, I don't want to use them.
Yeah, I know they are. But no, I need to follow her because there's a girl, this is bad. I have her saved though. Her name is Michelle, I believe. I don't remember the whole name of her YouTube page. I usually watch her playing with me or whatever it is for Villa Beautiful, which gives ideas, but I think I would like to watch that person too, what you're talking about.
She does a really, really good job. I could have had a name wrong, but for the most part, they show a lot. And I do like that part of Villa Beautiful's website where they give you ideas on how to use it. They show you crafty ways to use the product.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's, not a lot different, but it's different from the shops who have dolls, and they can just do any kind of anything, and then the doll is the highlight, and so they just really focus on that part.
Yeah.
Actually kind of like to see, how the hell y'all be using all these flags and stuff? What y'all be doing with them little line strip things?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I do.
So I think that's a really, a really good thing for them to do. So anyway, back to my PR thing. So for the PR people that have to use it, I guess I was more curious if they wanted you to use that stuff, would it be free or not? How do you determine how much of my stuff that I'm purchasing that I'm supposed to use?
Yeah.
So there was another one like where you have to post things in groups in order to get people to engage. And I really like that. I need to go back to doing that. And what's the other thing that I had? I don't have my notebook in front of me. I can't think. Oh, the term, like the length of time. So some of them are 3 months, like a quarter of a year, and they do it, in terms, but you can oftentimes get chosen to come back. And a lot of people are going to a different kind of model, though, where it's not just a discount code, where anybody can do it and get an affiliate code. And they can make up their own. Which, on one hand, I think it is good for everybody to be able to do it, especially if you shop there. But on the other hand, does that really, is it oversaturated? Is the discount not really a good discount because everybody can get that same 10% discount? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. So, no, I mean, yeah, I think that the PR person, the discount should be significantly more. Because honestly, you're working for them. Really, now you want me to be a merchandiser too? Now I need to go and make a video or pictures showing me using your stuff too?
Right, right.
Not just say that you have a sale going on or that you should try this or whatever. Now I got to use it. I'm in sales, marketing, brand management. Come on.
Let me add that to my resume.
Yes, exactly.
Marketing department ooh, I like that. Shannon, I'm going to put you on my resume, darling.
Yeah, exactly.
I am the director of marketing management. Ooh, I like that.
Sounds smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So I asked, of course, I'm always with finding out what's going on in these planet streets. So I asked about drama in the PR, because, anytime you get a group of anybody, it's going to be some drama.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It don't even matter. It
and it's sad to say, especially when there's a bunch of women, and I don't give a shit what color they are.
Yeah, no. And men, because they mess it too.
Oh, yeah, sometimes worse, because the men in the manufacturing, in the warehouse, oh, my God. There would be more drama, but anyway, sorry. Yeah, but anyway, just people.
Yeah, just people. So, yes, there is sometimes some small drama. Of course, anywhere you go, like I said, it becomes cliquish. People don't necessarily want newbies or, want somebody to help or, how you going to help them, teach them how to market? They're stealing our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough people out here to buy all the stickers now. Come on.
Exactly.
Come on now. And so I just thought it was interesting. So I'll be doing some more research. I have one story that I'm still sitting on, but it seems like the beloved cult leader is still culting.
Yes, baby. So her today.
And still picking on little shops. And it's just ugly. It's not a good look. And I really, really wonder if they get support from all these big names, these big places that are everywhere, how they feel about backing someone who is that kind of messy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, for example, Tabitha Brown and the classy way that she blesses people out.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Target standing behind that. But I don't see Walmart standing behind, you know, somebody cuffing out folks for no reason or just being plain old messy and nappy.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, like, is it enough to get you out of Michael's? You know, hey, Teresa Collins, I heard you were mean to somebody. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing that I wonder. And I'm doing some research, and, you know, I can't say too much because these are all, you know, still legal actions that are being taken place. But it's interesting to watch it unfold and watch videos disappear and watch what's being said and what's not being said ultimately because it's all in, you know, codes and shit. Like, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's crazy. Got any big plans for the week ahead?
No, I'm hoping it's pretty quiet, actually. We're supposed to do our moment of silence for 9/11.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do one right now. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I forgot. I apologize.
No, that was, I forgot too. September 11th, and I know everybody's having their emotions. I think it affected everyone in the country.
Yeah.
And, I don't think we ever bounced back from that.
No, but it was actually the only time that people from all walks of life, it was like we were almost living as one group of people, right? And it felt, even though it was a horrible time, it was just a good feeling in humanity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, yeah. But, you know, then things quickly, you know, went back to where they were. But we have any members of first responders, armed forces, police, fire, EMT, thank you. We thank you all for your service. And it's probably a very hard day for most of them as well, especially those who were active during that time. So,
keep your head up. That was tough. Like, I was young and in college, you know, thinking that, you know, nothing can happen, you know, and then all of a sudden all this happens. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, and just take for granted the things like the ease of going through the airport and, you know, and at the time. And then, you know, you hate all the crap they put you through now to go through the airport. But at the end of the day, it's like, oh, well, good, you know, because we didn't have all of that before. We just kind of went in with whatever you wanted.
Uh-huh. It wasn't no.
Go. Everybody and their grandma could go with you to the gate.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It was just, yeah.
It's a different time. They'll never know. Right?
Now you got to get totally undressed and redressed. That's the way I feel every time I go. But I pay for that thing, so I don't have to do it. The TSA thing, so I can't be doing all of that. That's just a lot. Plus, I'm always late.
Girl, I have a sticker that says, I'm probably late for something.
Yeah. I'm going away for it. One thing about Leslie, she's going to be late for a flight.
Okay. Yeah, we need to get some tickets. I'm so excited. It is about to be time for fall decorations, and I've been seeing so many people on my timeline
yep.
put things out, like in their houses and stuff, like pumpkins. So now I really want to find something pumpkin-y to put out. I really want to go to the school and get all my decorations back, but I guess it's time for new ones.
Listen, this is my time of year, girl. I've been trying to get the inside done now and this weekend, so I'm not even going to work tomorrow. I'm going to work from home because I don't have that many meetings, and I'm going to be getting my outside done. Oh, I'm so excited. I love fall. This is my jam. Fall is my jam.
Yeah. I just look better. And even though I be hot, you know,
mm-hmm.
mustard yellow and olive green.
Yeah. And the orange.
But see, I really want to invest in a pair of Uggs.
Oh, do you?
Everybody has them, and I don't have any yet, and it's so many years, and, you know, I guess I didn't have FOMO, but now why not, right?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe it looks like it's so easy to put them on and take them off.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get us some.
Everything is for ease.
Yeah. I know.
I've also been looking. I got so many, you know, I was talking about pulling out my stuff for the fall. So I pulled out my fall box, and I'm looking at stuff, and they're like, oh, I forgot I had this. It's so cute. So I'm kind of ready. I got two more summer sprees, and that's it. I want to do a fall bucket list.
Well, yeah, because what, the 22nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this week and next week, yeah. Oh, Lord.
So excited.
The 22nd is Big Daddy's birthday, so it's change of the seasons.
Ooh, what we doing?
I think we're going to go to the casino, so we're going to probably do that for a couple of nights up in North Carolina.
So much fun.
Yeah. I think so. If nothing else, at least, you know, just to get away for a little bit is always good. So.
Right. Did you make any good posts this week?
No. But I'm going to tonight. You know why? I made this journal. No, listen. I made this journal so cute with a quote in a matching cup. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so cute. I'm so excited and so proud of it. I'm going to I'm gonna post it in my September 11th week spread.
Okay. I'm excited. Do I need to see you? A Cash App, because I would like a journal.
Yeah, I know you do. And I think I'm going to do one for us. Well, I told you I would. I just needed to figure out the right measurements, and I wanted to do a test run. Make one with the logo for the our pie test. And a cup for us for our trip.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah, for the podcast. So I think I'll do that. So we can have those. Kind of exciting. So now that I've got it all planned, we can do that. Now that I know what I'm doing.
Right.
But yeah, I'll post it on my Instagram so you can see it. I know I sent you a little picture. You might even see it yet, but
I can't wait. I know it's going to be super cute.
It was really cute, if I do say so myself. But.
What do you know about not epoxy? No, that's not what I'm looking at. Mod Podge.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about that?
I've used it. I mean, what do you mean?
What do you do with it?
You use it to, what I did when I was making those glitter cups, I would use it to cover it, to protect it, and it still would have the shine from the glitter. Just because, you know, you don't want, for me, I don't like glitter. It's disgusting. You know, it gets everywhere. I like the look, but it gets everywhere. So I would always put it over that, you know, for that reason. People use it for, like, they'll put paper. Oh, you can use it on a journal too. You know how you put your journal on there? Oh, you'll put your paper, you'll tear the paper and put it on there or whatever. But like, mm-hmm. if you did it on the cover, you could use the Mod Podge over it to kind of protect it, keep it in, it'll keep it stuck there as well.
Okay, perfect, because that's what I want to use it for.
Ah, I should have known. Yeah, that'd be perfect for you.
Oh, man. I put the Velcro. Oh, my journal, I love it.
Oh, really? Well, wait, make a picture of that then.
Okay, I will. I love it. So now it can, but I still have to connect the pages to the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it on there, right? Right. Okay.
Yeah, hello, at least. At least.
I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. So proud.
Thank you. I don't think so myself. I am. So, last thing, my hair is out.
Air conditioner?
No, my hair. My hair is taken
out. Oh, Lord, I almost died.
From the faux locks.
Okay.
And now I'm considering washing my hair and getting it really locked.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell somebody so somebody could, you know, hold me accountable, ask me some questions.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either. Earlier today, I wanted to cut off all my hair, and I was politely reminded that tomorrow I would cry over that. So,
yeah, you probably will.
I didn't do that. But, you know, just know it's on the horizon, good people. Bald head, small head.
Yeah.
Bald head, scalawag.
Yes, I don't know if that's what you want to do.
I don't know. I was just talking about, like, 3 inches. My niece was like, 3 inches ain't nothing. And I was like, you're right, let's just grow back.
3 inches is still 3 inches.
People pay good money for them.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Oh, I know, that went quick, right?
It did, probably because I was talking too damn much, but what else?
That's okay.
Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight on Real Talk, Real Plans. We hope you really enjoy your week.
Oh, my God. This tonight went by quickly.
She is playing with me. Oh, and I got a good one. Okay, I got a good one. It is not as ratchet as last week.
I was a little worried. Okay, cool.
Okay, it's not as ratchet. This week, I will just say, crying is like taking your soul to the laundromat. Enjoy the wash.
I love you. You are mad.
Doesn't that sound deep? Yes, it is. You know where I got it from?
Where?
The Fat Girl Salon show that come on after Love After Lockup.
Oh, I need to watch that. I'm going to start watching that.
So, like I said
now. All right, y'all have a great week, and we will talk to y'all next Sunday. Same time, same spaceship. Good night.
Hey.